In Deaf Podcast, hosted by Barry Mars, episode 10, featuring Jalen.
Peace, 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 In Deaf Podcast. I think this would be episode 10, if I'm not mistaken. I got a very special guest with me. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Mel.
Hey, yo, my name is Jalen. I'm from Springfield, Massachusetts. You already know what's up. The Black Brad Pitt in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to the pod, bro. Excited to have you, Mel.
Hey, yo, I'm blessed to be here.
Yes, sir. First question, dream studio session. You get to pick one producer and three artists. Who are you picking?
Okay. Hold up. You got to give me a second. Okay, producer, I think I'm going to choose. Is this Dead or Alive?
Yeah.
Ooh. Damn. I think I'm going to go Madlib as a producer. And I think three artists. It would be Portishead. It would be Mos Def. And it would be probably Kendrick as the third one.
Oh, that's a good lineup for sure.
Yeah, that's a hard question. That's, it could go many ways.
Facts. All right, so next question. You have the opportunity to go back in time and see your younger self. What song of yours are you letting him hear and why?
I'll let him hear, I think I want to say Black Sheep's Clothing for myself. Yeah, I feel like it would give him a little bit of perspective of to keep going, you know, that encouragement, you feel me? And I feel like he would want that, you feel me?
Dope. All right, so next question. Pick the album from your birth year that has had the most influence on how you make music today.
My birth year? Damn. That's a hard question because I'm not, let me see what came out that year. I never really thought about that. Damn, that's a good question. Yeah, that's hard. Because my year is an odd year. I was born an odd year. Yo, I can't skip this one.
Hey, we could skip it. We could come back to it if you think of something.
Because I got to really think, because my year is, that's an odd year. Yeah, we come back to it.
We're definitely. Okay, so. This will be a new question. I haven't asked any guests this question, but I think this would be a good question to ask you. So what do you think right now of the state of communication amongst people, specifically men and women? And what do you think we could improve as men? And what do you think women could improve?
As men, I don't know. I feel like communication as a whole just needs to be improved. I feel like a lot of patience as a whole and on both groups need to be like implemented, and more discussion and less arguments. And I feel like people are so quick to get to try to be right instead of trying to resolve the problem. And I feel like no problems get resolved when you have two people just ready to come at each other. It's harder. Nothing could be resolved after that. So it's like, I don't know, as men, I feel like we gotta calm that ego down, and you know, because we try to be aggressive and all of the, all types of whatever, but it's like women just wanna be heard at the end of the day, you feel me? And in terms of women, I feel like try not to be so impulsive with emotion and try to be patient with us men, because we're just as lost. We lost too. A lot of us don't have fathers in our lives and whatnot. We don't have that guidance. So a lot of them, we gotta be patient with us too. But as a whole, more discussion, more listening, patience, calm the ego down and just really try to resolve the problem instead of trying to be right.
For sure, for sure. Good answer, good answer. Next question. So oddly enough, I feel like the XXL freshman list gets pushed back every year. Every year it's at a later date.
Yeah.
So this year hasn't happened yet. Who do you think would make it this year, in your opinion?
See, this is like a scary question to ask me because, like, I feel like I stopped really paying attention to the XXL freshman after, what, 2015? Because I just feel like, yes, it's for the upcoming artists, but I also feel like the thing that I loved it for is just not there no more. Like,
right.
I don't know, the presence that I loved it for in the beginning is just not there. And a lot of the newer artists that they're putting on now is like, I'm not really in tune with, because it's just a different type of sound. And that's nothing, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you feel me? But for who needs to be there, it's kind of really hard. I'll probably go off the top of my head and say like a person like Yeet would probably be on the his sound is, he's just been doing great, you feel me? Like I said, I'm a person that pays attention to a different type of soundscape than that. So I don't know, it's hard, but I'll say Yeet.
So let me ask a different question and try to rephrase that one. So who are your top three breakout artists of the year so far?
That's even harder. That's a harder question. I feel like I don't really be paying attention to a lot of newer cats. Like, I'm a new cat myself, especially being an artist. I feel like I've been digging more into older stuff, listening to older music, like stuff from the 70s and really studying that. And I haven't really been studying like the now. Breakout artists is, I feel like a lot of the artists I've been listening to, even that are current right now, has just been making music for like a while.
Facts.
I don't know. I'm gonna look at my library, but it's not too much I could really say, really.
Who would you recommend as far other as
than like my peers though? If we throw my peers, I'll say that. Los, he's nice.
Oh, he's fire.
Fat Boy Sean is nice. AUR is nice. You're nice.
Thank you.
I'll throw you in there. Like, my contemporaries and my peers, I'll throw up in there. But it's like, you know, in terms of like what everybody else is like paying attention to, I haven't really been looking at that. It's just like either I'm listening to older stuff or my peers. That's really it. You feel me?
Right. I feel that.
Who else? Shit. Nick Dominico is nice. Is honestly, like I said, it's just my peers, really. But other than that, like the new waves of stuff, I've really just been like out of touch. Sad enough to say.
I feel that. All right. So let's see. Next question. Give two mental health tips that you can give today.
Mental health tips. I'd say be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself. I'd say be active. When I say active, I mean like go outside, be out in the sun, work out, get your body moving, because that's good for your body as well as the mental. And I would say get a diary and write down your thoughts. You know, some type of outlet to really let out your emotions that is really safe. You feel me? Even if you want to get a therapist too, I'll even recommend that. But I think those will be the three. Be patient with yourself, be active, and have like some type of outlet where you could actually safely release.
Dope, dope, dope. Let's get into Dead Poets Society before we close the show out, man. First and foremost, I want to say you have one of the most unique vocal deliveries that I've heard of any artist. So that's like really dope. Mm-hmm. That's a dope thing about your artistry. Explain the inspiration behind that song as well as the who produced it.
The inspiration behind that song, well, Dead Poets Society is a movie that I really love with Robin Williams in it. And pretty much the basis of the movie is live your life, go after what you want, and don't let anything stop you from doing that. And when I made that song, it was with the intent of, with that meaning as well. But it's like, I also see a lot of people that are letting their dreams die. And, you know, the art of now is not as what it used to be. Not a lot of people are leaving or dropping gems, are leaving or focusing on the legacy that they want to leave behind. So, yeah, so when I made that song, that's pretty much what the intent was. It, when I got the beat for that, I stumbled across it. The producer's name is Not Ever Me. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it probably was a throwaway of his. I'm not too sure about that. But yeah, it's one of the beats I had to cop off of him. He gave it to me. I bought it. And yeah, I sat with it for a while, wrote it at work, and that's pretty much what it came to be.
Fire, fire. So this will actually be my last question. I know you're a big movie buff. What movie do you think has had the most influence on your approach to music, or has influenced you in regards to your music making process?
I'd probably say Fight Club. Yeah, Project Mayhem is pretty much inspired by Fight Club, but I think the more I go back to that and I pull things, the more I pull from it, and the way I live and the way I view life is like, I see the parallels. And I didn't really see the parallels until I really started getting older, because it's always been like my favorite movie for like, since like freshman year of high school. Yeah, just looking at society and how I feel. And I mean, like, it's not entirely how I feel, but it's like, for the main gist of everything, how I see stuff, how shit just is like, I don't know. It's like, it gives me that courage to really be raw, uncut, and not hold myself back as an artist. And I feel like that's what, I don't know, with society now, it's like a lot of people is too, I feel like, limited, and they hold themselves back because they're too scared of what other people think. Let that shit go. Let that shit go.
Facts, facts. So that brings episode 10 to a close. Plug yourself in, man. Anything you got out, anything you got coming out, your IG, Twitter, all of that, man.
Project Mayhem, the album is out right now. I'm working on the deluxe. I'm working on other projects outside of that. You might possibly get a short film from me this year. Who knows? You can find me on Twitter, _JXYLEN. You can find me on Instagram, J.XYLEN. And yeah, you feel me?
This has been a really dope episode. You know what I mean? I appreciate you joining, for real, for real.
Hey, yo, I'm blessed to be here.
Yes, sir. NDEF Podcast, episode 10. Peace, peace, everybody. Take it easy.
There was plenty days where stood all on my own to find my way. Say your grace, this pen will move embodiment erase. The gravel breaks, the way I show this pain will guide the way. See your grace, I hope you understand the time will pace. What can you take? Reckless, oh me, oh my, don't even mess with. Don't give a fuck how great and hold you next to you and me. The illest motherfucker like Sam Jackson, peel it backwards. This pain will leave you lost, it's like the masses. Singing like I'm Gladys. I don't wanna know what you did to cope. Take you places never been before. Before I drop, leave the systems pop. Stop your woods and meet this artist stock. If you cop, just watch, just know it's dead stock. The grass is hot. I move, man, some booster on the rise. This is luxury. Moore is my last name, and that is why. If you doubted me, I'll break your fucking neck to see my side of things. Now you see, and God don't even play me, cause there's more to bring. Corey Ding, hope you understand the wrath my lyrics bring. Niggas beat themselves and not a puppet to the bullshitting. No stopping me. No, 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 even stopping me. Yeah, yeah, I said, you don't even know. So many dead poets came and go. So all the real niggas left no hope but the gold. Yeah, it's still here. No, no, you know what's still here. Yeah, yeah, you don't even know. So many dead poets came and go. So all the real niggas left no hope but the gold. It's still here. No, no, you know what's still here. Yeah, yeah, happiest days of my life. Wrote in memories to my darkness, to all the slight. My own enemies despite.
In Deaf Podcast.